Who here washes their hands after they go to the toilet? You do? You wash your hands after you go to the toilet? That's good. Who here washes their hands after they've touched something that's dirty?
Sometimes.
Now tell me, can you see what's on your hands that you need to wash off all the time?
Germs.
Germs. Can you see them?
No.
Why not?
Because they're invisible.
Are they invisible? They're so tiny. You need something special to be able to see the germs, don't you? Yeah, microscope, science. Yeah. And to really see some viruses and germs, you need electron scanning microscope, where they shoot little atoms to look at things and you can see them. Well, you know what? You kids live in a good time. For germs, anyway. Do you know why? Well, there's this guy called Semmelweis. I've got a little picture here of him. Semmelweis, I think that's his name. I just lost him. Let's go this guy here and let's blow him up if we can. Oh, yeah, don't do that. Let's see if I can get him back on the page. Here we are, this guy here. This poor guy, when he first got out of medical school, well, not long after he got out of medical school, back in 1846, he went to a place where they gave birth to children. What's that called?
Hospital?
Yeah. It was part of a big hospital where the mothers came and gave birth to children. But there was two parts of it. Now, see, in this hospital, what they would do is he was at a training hospital. And at this training hospital, well, they would offer free services to the poor in exchange. No, he wasn't poor, he was a doctor. They came in exchange for treating them and experimenting essentially on them and letting the students to help them give birth and that to learn there. They offered ladies who were poor to come there and they could do their thing there and get it for free. Which is a good thing. It's kind of exchange. They help you and you help them. But the problem was, guess what happened? Lots of people got sick. Now, in this hospital, there was actually another part of the hospital which had midwives being trained, which were ladies who didn't do surgery. But in this other part of the hospital, midwives are the ones that help women give birth. In this other part of the hospital, they had doctors, and they were being trained, but they were also being trained on cadavers. Do you know what a cadaver is?
Yeah.
It's a person who's died, and they cut them open and have a look at things, learn how the organs work. So some people did donate their bodies to science. So when they die, scientists can do experiments and just try and look at their body and learn. So what they have is these preserved humans to learn on. But in this place, what would happen is they would have the people who had died, and they would be trying to find out why did they die, what it was. But the problem was, the people, these doctors, guess what they were doing? They were doing a naughty thing which they didn't know was naughty. After they were looking at these humans that had died, they would go with unwashed hands and help deliver a baby. Yes. And that's where things go bad, because in the section in the 1840s, when Semmelweis was doing this, about a quarter, I think it was, one in ten, okay, there was a death rate of 1 in 10 women in Semmelweis' side, on the doctor's side. Is that lots? Yeah, 1 in 10, 10%. That's a lot. So that's a high risk. If you were to have a baby, you can go, well, there's 10 people here. One of us are going to die having this baby. Well, not having the baby, but because of something wrong here. But in the midwife's area, guess what? was 1 in 25, which wasn't much better. They weren't washing their hands either, but... So... Yeah. Now, Semmelweis, whatever his... I can't remember his name exactly, but anyway, so he's in Vienna. He decides, look, this is getting me down. There's all these people dying. I don't get what's going on. So he decided to go and look at some artwork in Venice. He went and had a bit of a holiday. Then, when he came back from his holiday, guess what had happened? His friend, a doctor, when they were doing some surgery or cutting some people up, he got spiked by one of the trainee doctors in his hand by a scalpel. And do you know what happened there? The doctor got sick himself and ended up dying. So Semmelweis going, there's something going on here. How can I figure out what's going on? And he realized that there's something in that prick of the finger that caused the doctor to die. So he knew that there was something to do with the dead people and what they were doing, and that they were bringing something from the dead people to the women who were giving birth. So he went, okay, everyone, you must wash your hands in chlorine and something else, I can't remember what it was, a chlorine solution. Well, it kills germs. So he said, everyone who comes from that side, that area, from the morgue, you are going to go wash your hands in chlorine before you come in to the ladies. And because they got them all washing their hands in between births as well, guess what happened? The death rate dropped to down to something like, at one stage, 1 in 100. How good is that? That's much better. 10 times better. So, he knew there was something going on. He said, I know there's something there. He saw the evidence. And then he told all the other doctors and said, in a letter, and he said, this is what's happening. And guess what all the other doctors did? No. They went, good on you, you're joking. What a load of rubbish. So what do you think Semmelweis is to do? It's like, oh, come on, I've seen the evidence. We don't kill them when we do this. We're transferring something to them. Even though he couldn't see it, he knew that something was there. Now, just because we don't see it, do you think it's not there? No. It is there, isn't it? Things are there when we can't see them. And you know what, Semmelweis? I won't tell you the end of his story. It took some years before the doctors realized that, hey, yeah, we do need to clean our hands, and hey, there are things called germs. And that's another story to do with Mr. Pasteur and another lady. But anyway, the story does end well. Because why? Are we told to wash our hands? Yes. We now know the truth about germs. And one day, guess what? There are a lot of people out there who look down on us Christians who say that there is something who we can't see, who is invisible, and that is God and He's coming again. But guess what? One day, everyone alive will know that God is true. It may be too late to save them. Maybe too late to save them, just like these ladies who died. But you know what? We can look for that truth and try and perceive it through reading the Bible and through the evidence that God has given us. And today I'm going to give you a little bit of evidence, a little bit, in the sermon. So, what do we do when we go to the toilet? After we go to the toilet? Good stuff.